digging the Rock and Roll Heaven podcast with LD Will the Thrill and TJ2.
Hey guys, welcome to Rock and Roll Heaven, the podcast where we talk about the lives, careers, and deaths of famous musicians. I am your host, LD. Along with me for the ride, as always, is Will the Thrill.
To that, I say greetings and salutations. this is a problem. Oh, no.
Oh, did you?
It's okay. I rescued it. It's fine.
And of course, I'm just hearing now, we don't have TJ?
What? He was supposed to be here.
I thought we were going to have TJ. Wait, someone's here. Someone's in the Zoom.
Okay, so if it's not TJ, who is it?
I don't know. Hello? Other person on our Zoom?
We have a ghost.
Hi, everybody. My name is Wank Woolydale.
Wank Woolydale. Okay. Who are you?
And this is not Rock and Roll Heaven. This is America's favorite game of strategy, knowledge, fun, fart jokes, and penis references. It's Slap Those Nuts!
Woohoo! I've always wanted to be on Slap Those Nuts.
Yeah, me too. All right. So Wank, what are the rules to this game? What are we doing here?
Well, first, I think we need to introduce our contestants first. She is a high school dropout who is currently homeless. She feeds herself by dumpster diving and by befriending hobos and stealing their bindles while they sleep. In her spare time, she likes to pleasure bikers at rest areas for spare change. She is LD!
Wow. Thank you for that great introduction.
Stealing bindles. Tisk, tisk.
Yeah, you know me. Bindle thief.
Welcome to Slap Those Nuts!
Thank you. Always wanted to be here. It's good to be here.
And you'll be opposed today by a gentleman who is a microbiologist who likes to dabble in rocket scientists. He's a published author and weightlifter who smells like pie. He is Will the Thrill.
It works. I work very hard to smell like pie. I let the record show.
Wow. He gets to smell like pie and I'm like given handies.
Do I have a choice in the pie? I mean...
That's your question.
Pecan pie.
Oh, pecan. I'll take it. Yes, pecan pie. Perfect. Love it. I'm in. Thanks, Wank.
The warm smell of salted nuts and bourbon and caramel sauce.
I love every single one of those things. Wait a second. Phrasing?
Okay.
So today, we're going to play Slap Those Nuts, the music edition.
Ooh. All right. Ooh, okay.
So this is a participatory game that you two will largely guide whether you know it or not. So I'm going to have LD name a verb, and I'm going to have Will name a noun. I will warn you, however, to be obscure and silly at your own peril.
Jumping. Jump. Is that a verb? That's a verb. I know English.
Jump is, in fact, a verb.
All right.
And I need a noun. Is that correct?
Your crucial selection of a noun.
I feel like the pressure's on. I am going to go with Patty, as in golf.
You're going with which?
Caddy. A caddy.
Golf caddy.
Yeah, golf caddy, yeah.
That's not...
Okay. Your round is going to be significant. Yours is going to be rather difficult, but that's fine.
I dug my own grave.
We're going to be playing a game called In 5 Seconds.
Okay.
I will need each of you to name a song that contains your word of choice.
Oh, boy.
You have 5 seconds to do so. Once you've done that, then it will pass to the next, and they'll have 5 seconds to name one that has the same word or variation of it. Jump, jumping, or jumped would be acceptable in LD's case. And we'll go back and forth until someone cannot name a song.
Oh, boy.
That starts with LD's verb, and then you're both going to suffer through that crap that Will selected.
All right. Let's do this.
All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to do In 5 seconds. LD, you'll go first. We're doing jump first.
Okay. All right.
We're doing the verb. Once that one is played out, Will, frankly, you'll lose. And LD, good point, because
I need a miracle
song that has Patty in it, but good luck. So, LD, as soon as you name a song, we're off and running.
Jump in the line.
Ding, Will.
I'd like to thank everybody for their time tonight.
No, you're doing jump.
Oh, I'm doing jump.
We're doing jump until that's played out.
Jump of the line. So Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Ding. LD.
Jump. For my love. A jumpin'.
Ding. Will.
I'm going to go with Jumper, Third Eye Blind.
Ding. LD.
Jump. Like Van Halen.
Ding. Will.
Jeez.
You could have also said jump around. You could have said.
I could have.
Jumper.
I said
jump by crisscross would have been acceptable.
Jump, yeah.
Yep. Jump Up, which was the full last album by Elton John, and we just saw him.
All right, so LD takes the early lead. 1-0. Will, now you're going to have to name a song at the crap that you pick. You just want to forfeit and go on.
I can't. I don't know a single song with the word caddy. I think maybe Fish may have one, but I can't think of one.
Oh. All right, LD, you've taken an early 2-0 lead.
Jeez, I want 2 points. Oh my lord!
See what you get for being creative.
I have taken the liberty of selecting. I've taken the liberty of selecting the next two topics from which you will select.
Probably for the best.
LD, you can either go first or second. You've earned that right by virtue of your 2-0 lead.
I will go second.
Hey, defer.
Yes.
Second. So, Will.
Yes.
The word I've selected for your next round of In 5 Seconds is rain. Any variation of rain is acceptable, and you have 5 seconds. Go.
After the Rain by Nelson.
Ding.
Kiss Let the it. Rain.
Ding. Will.
Let It Rain, Cream.
Ding. LD.
No Rain, Blind Melon.
Ding. Will.
Can it be any variation of the word rain, or does it have to be rain exactly?
Yes. Oh, any variation.
It's Raining Men.
Ding. LD.
Did somebody already say Purple Rain?
No.
No. Ding. Will.
Sorry.
The pressure got to him.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
We would have accepted Rainy Night in Georgia, or Songs About Rain, or Rain Louisiana, or anything that had rain in it, which you didn't do.
No, clearly not.
So you are trailing 3-0.
Would you have accepted Rainbow Connection?
Yes.
Ah, see, I've crushed you.
Sure would have.
All right.
All right. So we're now going to move along to LD, starting first on this one.
All right.
The word is love.
Okay.
Any song that has the word love in it, you have 5 seconds. Go.
Love. L-O-V-E.
Ding. Will.
All you need is love.
Ding. LD.
Loveful.
Ding. Will.
Love comes walking in.
Ding. LD.
Is this love?
Ding. Will.
Why can't this be love?
Ding. LD.
Love me tender.
Ding. Will.
All you need is love.
Already said.
Oh.
Oh.
Does that mean I lose? Oh, all you.
Sorry.
Would you have accepted Lovely Day?
Yes, I would have accepted Lovely Day. We would also have accepted Love Song by The Cure or Love Song by Madonna.
Or Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen.
Yes. Or any of the million or so songs that have the word love in them. LD has taken a commanding 4-0 lead. LD, do you wish to go first or second on this one?
I will go second.
Second. Will, in 5 seconds, I need a song title that has the word magic. Magic. Go.
It's a kind of magic.
You bastard. Dance magic dance.
Ding. Will.
Magic carpet ride.
Ding. LD.
Magical mystery tour.
Ding. Will.
It's magic.
Ding. LD.
Magic by Kylie Minogue.
Ding. Will.
Is it magic?
Ding. LD.
Magical mystery tour. No. Yeah. Well, there's magic by like
you could also have said
magic by Robin Thicke, but
you could have. We also would have accepted Magic Man by Heart, one of the finest songs to ever contain the word magic.
Yeah. Magic Bus by The Who.
Magic Bus by The Who would also have been acceptable.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go. So Will is on the board.
No
good job. Hands. Good job, honey.
Don't you patronize me.
Okay, fine. You suck.
I do. This round, it's pretty rough.
We're going to go Will, as you have now officially gotten yourself on the board, you get to choose whether you would like to go first or second.
I will go first.
He will go first. This is a bit of a broader topic. A song title that contains a color of any kind, any color at all. You have 5 seconds. Go.
True Colors.
Ding.
Red wine.
Okay. Ding. Will.
Blue. Eiffel 65.
Ding. LD.
Raspberry Beret.
Ding. Will.
Whiter Shade of Pale.
Ding.
Whiter Shade. Okay. Black Betty.
What?
Black Betty. Oh, Black Betty. Bam, lam, lam. Doing that thing.
Ding. Bam. I thought you said Funfetti. The crap that they put in cake frosting now. Will.
Black Velvet.
Ooh.
Ding. LD.
Blue Moon.
Ding. Will.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Ding. LD.
Little Red Corvette.
Ooh.
Ding. Will.
Yellow Submarine.
Ding. LD.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Ding. Will.
Pink Cadillac.
Ding. LD.
Little Red Corvette.
We didn't say that one?
That was already said.
Okay. Oh, then I got I got another one. Red Solo Cup.
I'm sorry. I make the rules up as I go along. And I.
You just want your brother-in-law to win.
I need all the help I can get.
Because I'm Wank Willie Dale. I've got perfect hair, giant teeth, and a very phallic microphone.
No, you don't. I gave you your microphone. I know exactly what you're using.
Could be phallic.
Right. So the score is now 4-2. But the point totals are doubled on this one. So 2 points per.
Ooh.
As we move to a different game called In 60 Seconds. In 60 Seconds. The two of you will be engaging in a quick bidding war. The topic is songs that contain a girl's name. Will, you were successful on our last round, so you get to start the bidding. How many songs with a girl's name in the title can you name in 60 seconds?
In 60 seconds, I'm going to say 4.
All right. LD.
8.
Oh, you think she can do 8? Will, do you want to try to top that?
I don't think I can top 8, no.
Okay, then. LD, you'll have 60 seconds in which to name 8 songs that contain a girl's name. Go.
Okay, I have Angie, Billie Jean, Ding. Cecilia.
3.
Come on, Eileen, even though I hate that move. That's Delilah.
4.
Eleanor Rigby. Gloria.
5, 6, 7.
Along Came Mary. Lola. Ding, 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 ding. Yay!
You could have also tapped into the enormous vein of Allman Brothers songs that contain girls' names.
Oh, I'm there.
In memory of Elizabeth Reed. Melissa.
Brandy. You're a fine girl.
Brandy, yep.
Others.
And then there's a ton of songs named after our mom, Donna.
However you sang that crap that Mr. sang. Kyrie, yeah. Along with various others like Billie Jean.
Yeah, there's like 12 songs just by Michael Jackson that have girls' names in them.
Dirty Diana?
Yep.
Dirty Diana would have been an excellent choice.
Yes.
All right. So LD takes a commanding 6-2 lead. Woo! And she will get to start the bidding as we take another round of In 60 Seconds.
Okay.
LD,
yes.
How many songs in 60 seconds can you name that contain the name of a place? The name of a place. A physical location of some kind. Typically one found on a map. A city, a state, a country, a continent would even be acceptable.
Okay. I'm going to say 10.
Oh, big number there, Will.
Yeah. That is a big number. You could do 10?
Keep in mind, if she is unsuccessful in doing so, you do win the round.
I know. I don't think you can do 10.
Okay.
We'll take that bet.
All right.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. The challenge has been issued.
Okay.
Here we go, LD.
Yes.
10 songs containing a place in 60 seconds. Go.
New York, New York.
1.
Okay. Shipping Up to Boston.
2.
Vienna. Viva Las Vegas.
4.
Barcelona.
I knew you would name that one five.
The Streets of Philadelphia.
Six.
Jackson.
Seven.
London Calling.
Eight.
Beverly Hills.
Nine. You have 10 seconds.
LA Woman.
Excellent. Excellent job, LD. We would also have accepted Carolina Blues, Carolina on My Mind.
Yes,
Georgia Rain. Rainy night in Georgia. All My Exes Live in Texas.
Save Me San Francisco Galveston. By Train Houston. Is such a good song. Was it Stranger in Moscow?
City of New Orleans.
Yeah, Stranger in Moscow.
There Is No Arizona. Oh, Canada.
Well, would you have accepted Turning Japanese, technically?
No, it's not a place.
Technically.
Really? Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Woo!
Okay, so you have now taken a command.
Hold on, pause for 1 second. Hang on, the cats are doing something. Hang on.
We are now in our final round. Will the Thrill, this is your last chance to catch up with LD, but have a chance you do.
Ooh.
I've taken the liberty of selecting a favorite album or a favorite artist of each of you. You will have to name, again, in 60 seconds, as many albums by that artist as you possibly can. 1 point for each and every album you can name. LD, since you are in a commanding lead, you can choose to allow him to go first to see if he can catch you, or you can build up an impossible lead and spike the football in his face.
I will spike the football in his face.
Awesome.
You will spike the football in his face. Very well. So, as mentioned already during our game show, the two of you recently saw Elton John in concert. He, of course, has... an enormous catalog that spans almost 50 years. So, LD, in 60 seconds, you will have to name as many Elton John albums as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
And by the way, we're going studio albums only.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
And no greatest hits packages and no live albums. Studio albums by Elton John. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Honky Chateau, Elton John, that's his eponymous album, Blue Moves, Duet, Tumbleweed Connection, the one, Rock of the Westies, Sleeping with the Past, Victim of Love, Ice on Fire, A Single Man, Jump Up, 21 at 33, The Big Picture, Peachtree Road, Here and There, Empty Sky, Breaking Hearts, Songs from the West Coast, To Russia with Elton. Can we accept The Lion King? Okay.
Aww. By my count, you successfully named 12 Elton John albums.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Nice.
So you have built an imposing, let's face it, frankly, impenetrable lead.
Yeah, there's no way I can come back.
As you lead 20-2, I believe.
Right.
I'm a game show host. I'm not a mathematician. I think it's 20-2. But perhaps we'll... we're largely going through the motions because the artist I chose for you does not have 18 albums.
Yeah, your artist is lit.
But
go.
Let's just see how many you can. let's just see how many you can name anyway. I have chose for you Billy Joel.
So Billy Joel is my artist, okay?
Billy Joel is your artist.
Fair enough.
You have 60 seconds. And if nothing else, you can show off a robust knowledge of Billy Joel's discography. Are you ready, sir?
You got this, honey. I believe in
you.
Yeah,
I believe I'm ready.
Go.
We have Cold Spring Harbor, Piano Man, Nylon Curtain, 52nd Street, Glass Houses, Innocent Man, The Stranger, Stormfront, River of Dreams, The Bridge. Studio only, correct?
Yes, studio only.
Turnstiles. Yes. Songs in the Attic is a greatest hit, so no, not that one. Let me see. I said River of Dreams. I know I'm missing one. It's going to drive me insane.
5 seconds, Will.
I've named the bulk of them. I know there's one I'm missing. Yeah.
60 seconds. You may have said it, but I did not hear you mention Street Life Serenade.
Nope, that's the one I missed. I missed one. I was like, Street Life Serenade.
So you rallied well. You got a total of 12 albums.
Nice.
But that still leaves you.
Yeah, woefully
losing.
Yes.
20-14. That's right. You lost. You're a loser. You're a big fat loser. You win nothing. That's the opposite of something, and also anything. It's nothing. It's what losers get on our show. Loser.
Yeah, take that, you bioengineer that smells like pecans.
Who picked catty in the first category? I think I set the tone.
Who picked catty as a noun?
You've somehow been bested, microbiologist who dabbles in rocket science and is a published author who is a weightlifter who smells like pie, by a high school dropout who cavorts with hobos. How does that feel?
Somehow fitting. I can't place it, but it's vaguely reminiscent. I don't know.
Right. So we're moving now to our final round. This is called Connect the Dots, la la la.
Oh no, okay.
LD, you're the only participant in this. You're the only participant in this. We do not allow losers to stay on our program. Loser,
oh
you may go where losers go.
Fair.
I'm going to name a song, and this is rapid fire.
Oh my God.
I'll name a song.
I'm going to be terrible at this.
You must tell me who sings the song.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to name a song.
Okay.
When I name the first song, you have 3 seconds only to name the artist. I will then name another song that builds off the song that I just got. This is about 60 seconds.
Okay.
I have 20 songs. You must get a 1988 passing grade.
So a D minus.
Not the bullshit grading system they give for these mouth-breathing chuckleheads now. No, you're going to have to get at least 70% of the 20 that I give you.
Oh, God. Okay. This is going to be...
That means 14.
Oh, God.
14
okay.
14 of 20. Tell me when... Take a deep breath and tell me when you're ready to begin.
All right, go.
True Blue.
Spendo Ballet.
Blue Morning.
Spendo Ballet.
Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Oh my God. Spendo Ballet.
Down in a Hole.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
Whole Lot of Love.
Oh, I got a whole lot of love.
Love Me Do.
Beatles.
Ding.
Yeah.
Do Me.
Oh, do me.
Me Wise Magic.
Oh, no.
Magic Man.
Spendo Ballet.
Man in the Mirror.
Michael Jackson.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are.
Jurassic Park.
Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Lenny Kravitz.
Ding.
Yes.
My Way.
Oh, well, Frank.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Hey, that's Paul Simon.
Ding. Lover Boy.
Oh, God. No, I know this.
Boys Night Out.
Spendo Ballet.
Out of Touch.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch. Oh, no.
Touch me all night.
No.
Nights in White Satin.
Oh, it's a girl. No, it's not. It's a guy. Night in White Satin.
White Wedding.
Oh, Billy. Billy Idol. Ding, 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 ding.
You got three.
Yes. No, I got four.
So let's just review. True Blue was Madonna. Blue Morning was Foreigner. Sunday Morning Coming Down, I would have accepted either Johnny Cash or Kris Kristofferson. Down in a Hole is Alice in Chains. Whole Lot of Love is Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's
Love
you.
Me Do by the Beatles. I think you got that one.
Yeah, I got that
Do
one.
Do Me was Belle Biv DeVoe.
Thank you.
Me Wise Magic is Van Halen. Magic Man is Heart. Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson. You did get that one. Objects in the Rearview Mirror is Meat Loaf, which you somehow missed, even though he's your favorite artist of all time.
I guess I'll give
you My Way, even though you said it late. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, you did get correct. That was Paul Simon. Lover Boy was Billy Ocean. Boys
Thank
Night Out
you.
Is Timothy B. Schmidt. Out of Touch is Hall & Oates. Touch Me All Night, Kathy Dennis. Nights in White
Kathy
Satin.
Dennis.
Yeah. Kathy Kathy Damn Dennis, everyone. Wow. Nights in White Satin with the Moody Blues, and White Wedding is Billy Idol.
So we
have a lovely parting gift for you.
Oh, awesome.
We have Spandau Ballet never appeared at any point in the list.
I'm sad about that.
Despite your repeated guesses, they were incorrect.
Name their discography.
However, have a lovely parting gift for you. We have a lifetime supply of Pud Polish. That's right. Your wiener will be as shiny as the Oscar Mayer Mobile driving through a desert at the noontime. For an extra shiny wiener, Pud Polish.
I can use that for my caddy.
For a glistening glons every time, try Pud Polish.
Oh, this has been amazing.
If you want a shiny shaft,
how long is he going to talk about it?
Polish.
Don't ask. We're going to find out.
Oh, well, this has been a lot of fun. Oh, wow. I'm so glad we did
this. Not
for
me. Both of you were terrible at it.
Yeah, but I was far worse. Wow. From the jump.
Hope in LD right up until the end. And then the little girl who dropped out of school and blows hobos managed to emerge somehow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you put a 60-second time limit and all the pressure of the entire universe right on my shoulders. I will freeze up.
Like, you have Spandau Ballet on the brain.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I know this.
We'd like to thank everyone for listening to America's favorite game show of strategy, knowledge, fun, hard jokes, and fun knowledge. It's Slap Those Nuts. Yay. I'm Wank Winky Dale, or whatever I said my name was. Good night, everybody.
as
Wank Willie Dale, or whatever his name is, goes back into the abyss, we would like to say, guys, from all of us here at Rock and Roll Heaven, to all of you folks out there, we hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We will be back next week with our penultimate episode on Alice in Chains. We will have two episodes left on Alice in Chains, and we hop over to Stephen Sondheim. And just so you guys know, there will not be a draft this year, since we have not even started our draft from last year.
Well, we already did it. We just did it in 2021.
super ahead of time. But we will be doing a couple Christmas episodes.
We've got a situation over here.
Oh, no. What's the situation?
The lovely Diane is giving Johnny Donovan a lap dance.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, all right.
They're going to play a spirited game of hole in one or two. Good night, everybody.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Will the Thrill, would you like to say anything to our audience?
I feel like
she's going to spin Johnny's big wheel.
Wow. This is going to have a warning on the front of it.
I was going to say, we didn't get a warning in the beginning. I thought everything was going.
Okay, honey, just say goodbye before he talks again.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Wank, would you like to say anything to our audience? Oh, now he leaves. All right, guys. Well, have a happy holiday season. We will see you guys a little bit later in the week. We love you all. Have a safe holiday season. Guys, we love you all, and good night.